WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two Bryan residents were caught with property from two or more car burglaries early this morning. After 20-year-old Jackson Perez and 22-year-old Brandon Gonzalez were pulled over near the intersection of Holloman and Welburn Road, officers noticed a purse under the passenger seat. Each man was charged with two counts of burglary of a motor vehicle. Bryan police reported unusual circumstances to three shoplifting incidents last weekend at the Bryan Walmart. Police report having to run down a College Station woman, then struggling to keep her restrained. 35-year-old LaWanda Tolliver is accused of trying to hide under a pickup in the parking lot after taking nearly $700 of clothing, electronics, and beer. Officers say once she was found, it took several minutes to put restraints on her in order to place her in the patrol car for transport to jail. It was learned Tolliver was wanted in Bastrop County for resisting arrest, and she had seven prior theft convictions in Bastrop, Giddings, and LaGrange. Another woman was arrested after Walmart employees reported she'd removed barcodes from toys and placed them on a more expensive blender, portable movie player, and an Xbox. 30-year-old Raquel Fabian of Austin was also held for theft charges from Williamson County. And a Walmart employee was arrested after leaving the store with $150 of clothing and accessories. Officers say 29-year-old Constance Joy Taylor of Bryan also admitted to a second theft from the same store. The Bryan School Board unanimously adopted new attendance zones for Rudder and Bryan High Schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace repeated, "This applies only to this year's 8th graders, not current 9th graders through 11th graders."
I've had several employees, several community members keep asking the question, "Well, that means that my child who's going to Rudder, who's zoned to Bryan, will have to move, or my 9th grade child or 10th grade child who is at Bryan, but we're in the Rudder zone." And I said, no. We're not going to change the rules midstream. That's not fair.
Next year's ninth graders have the option of going to the high school where their older siblings attend. The map and background information presented at last night's board meeting are on our website at WTAW.com. A new campus carry bill at the Capitol would allow concealed handgun owners open access on state college campuses. Nationwide, hundreds of college presidents signed letters saying they don't think it's a good idea. One of six from Texas is Tim Summerlin at Shriner University in Kerrville.
The risk of having people other than trained peace officers in possession of weapons, the risk there is greater than the potential contribution to safety.
A&M President Bowen Lofton was not among those signing the letter. He's previously stated that the university has highly trained campus police to help ensure our campus is safe, and he has complete confidence in their ability to do so. Other Texas college presidents opposed to concealed carry come from Trinity, Southwestern, Austin, and the University of Dallas. 8 years in the Texas legislature and another eight as the state's comptroller gives A&M System Chancellor John Sharp some insight. He had some observations about the new legislative session when speaking at this month's meeting of the A&M Faculty Senate.
The big driver always is going to be Medicaid, and so depending on how they treat Medicaid, and that's such a big chunk of money, and the $5 billion that may have to be paid back to Medicaid and stuff like that is always a big driver in any appropriations. But I don't get this sense, like we did in the last session of the legislature, that, okay, by God, higher education and public education is where we're going to find our money.
Sharp believes A&M has more friends in the legislature compared to the last session, due in part to meeting them in Austin and bringing them College Station. The Brazos Valley Community Action Agency and United Way have relaunched a grant-funded program offering low- and moderate-income families to triple their money. Administrator Tara Lozano says what is saved is matched on a 2-to-1 basis towards buying a first home, education expenses, or starting and expanding a small business.
So if I have a client come in and they want to save towards a house, over 6 months to a year to 2 years, they can save. They can save up to $2,000. And when they're done saving and they've met the requirements, they get a 2-to-1 match. So after they've saved $2,000, they would receive $4,000.
Residents of the United Way's 8-county service area can apply by going to the Community Action Agency website, which you can find by going to our website at WTAW.com. And the Bryan Animal Center just finished its first full fiscal year in operation. And Head Deputy City Manager for Support Services Hugh Walker says December was unbelievably successful.
December was such a great month for us. Our adoption rate was actually higher than our euthanasia rate, which is a little bit unusual for an animal center. Our adoption rate was at 36%. Euthanasia rate was at 29%. Okay. So if we can do that in December, we ought to be able to do that every month.
Walker feels that having two shelters has been great for the entire community, and he believes the Aguilan Humane Society has also done well. He says the adoption rate, combined with staff's efficiency and care, has brought adoption prices down by about $30 per animal and expenses. WTW News time is 6:12. It's 47 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is still in control across the region today. The good news is temperatures will start to warm up a little bit as the high shifts off to the east. It'll be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 65 to 70 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low around 50. And partly to mostly sunny weather tomorrow, highs will be close to 70. Clouds will start to head our way tomorrow night, 55 to 60. It'll continue to cloud up on Thursday, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coach Gary Blair in the press conference yesterday compared the computer they used to schedule the SEC to the luck he has with the lotto. A&M track and field pick up where they left off last year after winning three national championships, could be on their way to the next one, and yet another Texan on the AFC Pro Bowl team, all coming up in just a bit.
Well, there you go. It's obvious that from our news this morning, Walmart is just a fun place to be. I think it may be just hanging out there, just to see what might develop.
If they just had a Starbucks.
Yeah, well, of course. Well, I think, don't they have, a Subway, I know, in one of them. And, but anyway, just...
Yeah, I think you're right.
Antics in the parking lot. Anybody who has ever owned a cell phone has probably lost track of said same at some point.
No, never.
Many of us so attached to our mobile devices that we really can't go on without them, including going to the bathroom. That's why when a Florida woman left her iPhone in a Walmart bathroom recently, she kind of panicked. And unfortunately for her, the person who found said iPhone, that'd be 143-year-old Renee Marie Glenn, all three names, that's not good.
Nope.
Who was the exact opposite of what you would call a good Samaritan. For starters, Renee already had a fairly long list of transgressions, at least 23 over the last decade.
Oh, good heavens.
Yep. Luckily, the phone's owner used a tracking device to find its location, which ended up being the same address every time. So the owner was later contacted by Renee herself, Renee reaching out and offering to return the iPhone for $100. Instead, the owner contacted the police. They met Renee, and she gave up the phone, didn't get $100, and got another transgression on her list.
Didn't pass go either.
No.
We're going to have a great time together.
And of course, that's not anything against Walmart. That could have happened any place, but it just kind of tied into the fun that we're having here locally.
Sure.
Yeah.
My grandma once lost her dentures at Walmart in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
She sneezed and they flew into the stall next to her, next to some lady's shoes.
She got it back, though.
Yeah, she reached out and grabbed her teeth.
No reward either.
Locally owned and operated by a member of the Fighting Texas Aggie Class of 1993, the Pool Guy has invested his time and money into being a proud member of the Bryan College Station community for 19 years. As the premier service provider in BCS, the Pool Guy's staff has answers for all things about swimming pools. Whether you need service and repair, scheduled maintenance, chemicals and supplies, new construction, or complete pool renovations, visit the Pool Store and the Tower Point Shopping Center or call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Hey, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's St. Vincent's Feast Day. He's the patron saint of wine growers. Well, probably grape growers, not wine growers.
If you could grow wine,
yeah,
I'd have a big wine thing
That's
in the backyard.
Right. I got a wine thing back there. Anyway, if there's good weather today, and there will be here, then theoretically there'll be a good wine crop this year.
Oh, now, really?
Yeah. Not a lot of wine grapes are grown in this area, but, you know, that's fine. I guess we kind of need it to be in the Napa Valley.
I'm guessing the Bonarigo clan's happy.
Yeah, they are, but, you know, a lot of their grapes aren't grown here.
True.
So that's, you know. Anyhow, also today is Answer Your Cat's Question Day.
What?
What's the question?
Well, there are really only two questions a cat has. That's who are you and when do I eat?
Why are you in my house?
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Yeah, but today is Answer the Cat's Question Day. So there you go. All right, for birthdays.
Birthdays today, we are celebrating with Willa Ford, Dancing with the Stars lady. She's 32.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
She's also naked in Playboy once.
Oh, well, she? Okay, I don't know.
Christopher Matt, I don't either. Christopher, okay. I just said so on the sheet.
Okay.
Christopher Masterson's 33,
uh-huh.
Played in Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Guy Fieri, 44 years old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Apparently has a restaurant in New York that's really horrible, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He got it reviewed by the New York Times, and they said it was, well, again, it's Guy Fieri, who's interesting, but I'm not sure if he's a good cooker.
The interesting thing, and I actually saw like a bio on him or something,
uh-huh.
And his demo was basically making fun of other cooks.
Ah, well, there you are.
For being very pious and uppity.
Well, see, but now he goes any place, and, you know, anything he shoves in his mouth, he's going, oh, that's the greatest stuff ever.
Of course.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah.
Olivia DeBato is 44 today. She was the older sister in the Wonder Years.
Oh, all right.
Steven Adler's 48 from Guns N' Roses. He was the drummer. Diane Lane is 48 years old.
Oh, okay.
And her laundry list of movies is too long to run out.
Once again, she did chuck her duds, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Linda Blair is 54. You'll know her from The Exorcist.
She beat out 600 other applicants for a job that ruined her career.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, you look at The Exorcist, and then she was Chained Heat and Roller Boogie.
Yeah, as I say, she beat out 600 others and ruined her career, but yeah, that's fine.
Circus of the Stars 7, 8, and 15. Yeah. Just don't want to leave
really?
That out.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Steve Perry from Journey, 64 years old.
Oh, man. All right.
Teddy Gentry from Alabama, 61. John Hurt, 73 years old today. And Piper Laurie, who was Sissy Spacek's mom in Carrie, was 81. She also did several other things.
She did. And Graham Kerr, the galloping gourmet.
No kidding.
Still alive.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's 79.
Wow, he must have been really young when he started.
I'm trying to think. I mean, he could even be doing infomercials. I mean, maybe he made enough money. Maybe he's clipping coupons
for
all
knows?
I know. But, yeah, he was there and vanished and, I don't know, you'd think that it just seemed like the Food Network might come back and just, like on New Year's Eve, do a special where they bring all these old guys back in who used to cook on TV or still alive.
Yen Ken Cook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I remember him.
Yen Ken Cook?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Yeah.
He always was the guy who showed up on the back of the cornstarch box.
He
was like the original Chinese chef on PBS, is really what he was.
You talk a lot like Jackie Chan.
It was a fun show, let me tell you.
My thought is, as young as you are, have you actually gone through an entire box of cornstarch?
You've always been a man who's enjoyed using his abilities to help others, and retirement has given you more time to do that. Contact Home Instead Senior Care today, where we're currently looking for caregivers just like you. For more information, click on homeinstead.com/BCS.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Phil Nicholson says, it's been an interesting offseason. I'm going to have to make some drastic changes. I'm not going to jump the gun and do it right away, but I'm going to make some changes. When he was pressed by reporters about whether those drastic changes could be leaving California or the United States, here you have Phil Nicholson, four-time major championship winner. He didn't foreclose the possibility, but he made it clear the reason he is considering such drastic options is the massive tax burden that he now shoulders. He says, if you add it all up, if you add up all the federal, if you look at the disability, if you look at unemployment, if you look at Social Security, if you look at state income tax, my tax rate is 62 to 63%. I've got to make some decisions on what I am going to do, he said.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, you know what the bill-paying shuffle is. Now, you probably just did it. You can't pay this bill. You stall this bill. You pay this bill or else. Now, shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is, but you have so little time. Now, that's where incomeathome.com can help. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you can be banking some serious money from your kitchen table. There's no home sales parties, no pressure. Incomeathome.com has been helping listeners for over 10 years to stop the bill pay shuffle. Incomeathome.com.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If your business is involved in the Home Expo, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners. An attractive, full-color, 60-page glossy publication, At Home magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595 or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Plan your wedding in a day. Attend the Spring 2013 Bridal Show and Benefit on Sunday, February 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo Center. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Enter to win a $1,000 shopping spree for your wedding. Proceeds from the show will benefit Red Cross, Brazos Valley, and Student Event Planners Association. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advance online at babv.org.
For diplomas, caps, and gowns, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. More kids are hitting the books, and it's paying off. The public high school graduation rate in the U.S. climbed to a 35-year high in 2010. New data shows 78% of high schoolers received their diploma in 4 years. Experts credit new state and district strategies, but students are still struggling to keep up with their international peers. Your paycheck is smaller thanks to the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. Journal columnist Carolyn Greer says, try to keep your savings rate as high as possible. You can sign up for automatic savings rate increases to help make up for contributions you might have missed over the last few years. Chemical giant DuPont posted results that were better than the market expected for 2012 and was optimistic for this year, even though its net profit fell by almost 20%. Stock futures are mixed after the Dow Jones Industrials gained 54 points to close at 13,650. The S&P added 5 points and NASDAQ lost one. I'm Jen Ursulo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Dan Kelly here, owner of Go Time Fitness. Constant Contact made it so easy to stay top of mind with customers. They have all these great products that help grow my business and keep people coming back. Now, I'm out here teaching my daughters the ropes.
Fresh lemonade! Get it while it's cold!
Not you, Billy. Keep walking.
Dad, stop!
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you.
24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Make sure you have the right connection for your business, and that's Suddenlink. Stop wasting time and money on your slower, more expensive business communications that you've got right now. Switch to Suddenlink Business and accelerate your business with radically faster internet and reliable phone service. Now, new customers can get workplace internet and an unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business class phone lines are available for only $29.95 each. Now, you can sit down with a Suddenlink specialist. Here's a number for you to call. It's 595-2413, 595-2413, and find out how easy it is to switch over. You know, you get to keep the equipment you've already purchased. You get to keep the phone number that you've had for a long time. All that can be yours, and you get the crystal clear connectivity. Plus, it's the right connection because they can make the switch easy. They are here to help you. Call, chat, email, they are there to help. It's 595-2413. 595-2413. Call Chad Cowher or any of his team. Let them line out for you how you can save money right now. Make the switch to business phone service from internet, and again, from Suddenlink. And remember, new customers get workplace internet and unlimited business class phone for under $100 a month.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Hey, good morning. Here's our weather brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Continuing great temps, 71 today, tomorrow, Thursday, we're up to 75. Have a little wind shift, and it won't be quite so warm on Friday, about 65, which is not bad, about the same thing on Saturday. Slight mention of showers in the forecast on Thursday night at 20%. Aside from that, ought to be spectacular. Right now, winds are calm, humidity's 86%. We have fair skies, and it's 45 degrees.
Too many meetings. Everyone complains about going to too many meetings. So what if we just did away with them? Well, you wouldn't like that option either. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
How would you like to try a sales generating tool for your business that is so good at locating qualified leads it's been called best of the breed? If your business thrives on selling to other businesses, then get ready for a toll-free number and a free trial offer that could literally revolutionize your sales. Hoovers, a D&B company, has developed a powerful tool to connect you to qualified buyers for your product or service that is fast and easy. No more wasting time getting leads manually. No more pre-configured lists of names that don't fit your business. Hoover's advanced targeting technology helps you reach the market that will be most receptive to your product or service. For a limited time, Hoover's would like to offer their radio listeners 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial.
Just call 800-650-HOOVERS. That's a free trial and 50 free leads. Call now. 800-650-HOOVERS. 800-650-HOOVERS. Again, 800-650-HOOVERS.
In organizations, a common complaint is having to attend so many meetings. We should just do without them.
We could do away with meetings if all useful information to travel up and down and across the organization could be conveyed via written reports and spreadsheets. Though I would point out, you'd be writing a lot more reports and putting together a lot more spreadsheets if that were the case.
Ray Fissman, author of the book, The Org.
But the fact is, there's a lot of information, soft information, that can only be conveyed face-to-face. As inefficient as it may seem when you're sitting there, and in fact, top executives, CEOs, spend upward of 80% of their time just sitting in meetings.
Complaining about the boss is another common pastime in the workplace, but in defense of managers, Ray says,
it's a hard job. I would actually argue that managing is much harder than doing. The other thing that I think you have to keep in mind is that a lot of people don't like their managers because they feel like the manager isn't making them happy, and that is not the manager's job.
In fact, a study was done in Cambodian textile manufacturing firms,
where they gave empathy training to supervisors. And the workers under these supervisors subsequently reported liking their managers more, but they weren't any more productive. Being productive and being happy are not the same thing.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For the first time since Rudder High School opened, attendance zones have been modified. Unanimous approval was given by the school board last night to changes that apply to next year's freshmen at Rudder and Bryan High. Consultant Thomas Crow talked about one exception.
You'll be surprised there will be a number of those younger ones who want to go to the new school, to Rudder, to the different school, because all their neighbors are going, all their friends around them are going. So mom and dads will be going to two schools because the child says, no, I want to go with my friends.
But that's a parent choice.
That's a parent and child choice, absolutely. Okay.
Background information presented last night and a map are on our website at WTAW.com. A traffic stop near the intersection of Welburn Road and Holloman led to two arrests early this morning. Officers became suspicious when they noticed a purse under the seat in a car containing two men, 22-year-old Brandon Gonzalez and 20-year-old Jackson Perez, both of Bryan. Additional property was discovered, which had been taken from more than one car burglary last night. Hundreds of college presidents nationwide are pushing back against lawmakers promoting campus carry bills to allow concealed handgun owners open access on state college campuses. A&M President Bowen Lofton, who's not among the six in Texas who are part of a letter-writing campaign, says they will abide by the state law, adding he has complete confidence in the school's police department to help ensure campus safety. One of the Texas presidents calling for no concealed carry on campus is Tim Summerlin of Shriner University in Kerrville.
Just create a risk that I think is far greater than any security that may be implied by saying, hey, there are a couple of people in this room. If somebody comes in and starts shooting, they'll be pulling their gun out and they'll fire away.
Also sending letters from Texas were the presidents at the University of Dallas, Austin College, Southwestern, and Trinity. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp is upbeat about how the legislature will treat the flagship campus and system agencies.
I don't know how much money they're going to spend. I do believe very strongly that this university is in better shape, has a better story to tell, has more friends than we had in the last session of the legislature.
Sharp told the A&M Faculty Senate earlier this month one of the reasons he's optimistic is how they've done more with less the last 2 years.
And a whole bunch of other people didn't. I can assure you that that resonates with the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee.
20 years ago, Sharp was state comptroller, and before that, served as a state representative and senator. Three women went to jail last weekend accused of shoplifting from the Bryan Walmart store. 30-year-old Raquel Fabian of Austin was also held for theft charges from Williamson County. Police say she was seen removing barcodes of lower-priced items and placing them on an Xbox, portable movie player, and a blender. In a separate case, police say a Walmart employee, 29-year-old Constance Joy Taylor of Bryan, admitted to two thefts after she was caught leaving the store with $150 of clothing and accessories. While police reported no problems in those cases, officers had their hands full with a College Station woman leaving Walmart with nearly $700 of beer, clothing, and electronics. Police and a store employee ran down 35-year-old LaWanda Tolliver as she tried to hide under a pickup in the parking lot. Officers say after several minutes of struggling, they restrained her legs and got her in the patrol car. Once at the jail, they learned her identity. That led to discovering Tolliver had seven prior theft convictions from LaGrange, Giddings, and Bastrop, and she was wanted for resisting arrest in Bastrop County. The Bryan Animal Center's Hugh Walker says there are several ways to become a more responsible pet owner, including tagging and microchipping, but they also aim to help owners find and recover stray pets. He says if you lose your pet in Bryan, make the Animal Center your first call.
We always encourage folks to look at both shelters or both centers to make sure that they're being thorough and looking for their animal. And then we will track that as well. If somebody comes in looking for something, we communicate well between the two, and we're sharing information so that hopefully if somebody does lose a pet, we can get them reconnected.
Walker says for the last 6 months, animal control officers have made a real effort to get animals back to their homes instead of bringing them into the shelter. And tripling your money may sound too good to be true, but for low to moderate income families in the Brazos Valley, it's possible. The United Way and Community Action Agency have relaunched what is now known as Goal Savers. Participants will receive twice the money they've saved for qualifying expenses. Tara Lozano administers the grant-funded program.
We just want to see that they're saving in their own bank account. So they bring me a bank statement every month showing that they made, you know, a $50 deposit, a $100 deposit. And then we also provide them with 10 hours of financial literacy classes so they can attend free classes with us or individual sessions. And then once they've met their 10 hours and saved for their goal, they can use their money towards their asset purchase.
The money can be applied to first-time home purchases, creating and expanding small businesses, and education expenses. Online at WTAW.com is a link to the Goal Savers website. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 46 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Texas A&M just ended a phenomenal football season, complete with a Heisman Trophy winner and a victory in the Cotton Bowl. Now, your Bryan College Station Eagle lets you experience the 2012 season all over again with Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. A 160-page hardbound book, complete with stories and images from the Eagles' award-winning reporters and photographers. Order yours before January 30th and save $10 off the retail price. Extraordinary, Texas A&M's remarkable first season in the SEC. Order yours today at aggiesports.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank. Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY.
Cooler temperatures we've been seeing will be giving way to milder conditions over the next several days. We'll have sunshine today. There will be a few passing clouds. It's going to be 65 to 70. Clear to partly cloudy with a low very close to 50 overnight. Tomorrow looks partly to mostly sunny, highs near 70. Partly cloudy with lows of 55 to 60 tomorrow night. And it's mostly cloudy during the day on Thursday, a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Pair press conferences for men's and women's basketball yesterday. Coach Kennedy not happy. Coach Blair happy, but a little upset with the scheduling. We'll share that with you. NCAA investigation of a former A&M basketball coach and a whole lot more coming up.
It's a good thing that they don't have to drive buses to those games now. That could be kind of a booger, you know, back in the old days.
Yeah, it would.
Southwest Conference is a big deal to get to go to Lubbock because they flew. They bussed every place else. So, anyhow, yeah, they've been putting the frequent flyer miles out there. So, a guy was standing up in a tree in Washington, D.C. yesterday and hollered for about 20 minutes. Oh, yeah, and there was an inauguration, too. Did you hear about that? Some guy was in a tree. He climbed up into a tree, and he had a sign, and he apparently just yelled for the entire inaugural address. Fortunately, the inaugural address was only 18 minutes this year as opposed to last year or 4 years ago when it was 52 minutes. But he's just up there yelling, just hollering. So the president spoke. You know, I'm proud to say I did not see a second of that, not a second of it.
I didn't either.
I saw some video, but I really, you know,
I read the recap on Austin American Statesman.
And just, you know, they're making a big deal about this and how he everything seemed to clearly be appealing to the liberal base of his party. Climate change, gay rights, immigration reform, gun control. And, you know, it's interesting, because we were talking about this at the House last night, the fact that he kind of equated gay rights to civil rights.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I would think some minorities find that offensive.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, when you consider how long the struggle was for civil rights and how it still goes on in a whole lot of places in America to this day, to equate that really to almost anything else. He mentioned women's rights as well. And no, neither of those. They pale in comparison to what this country's been through with civil rights. So to elevate those other two issues to the civil rights level, I don't know. I'm just going to be, you know, insensitive and say, I don't know that a white man could have said that. You know, I really don't.
Well, I wouldn't disagree, but why isn't he talking about the things that matter right now, like the budget?
Yeah, no.
The deficit.
Ideas, we got to feel good. Immigration reform, gun control, all that was in there. I just, but yeah, if you are of the other groups that he didn't necessarily mention to that extent, and again, they made it a big deal because that's the first time that gay rights has been mentioned in an inaugural address, but to elevate it to the struggle for civil rights and women's rights is, I think, a little bit much.
I think that's a large step.
Yep, it is. The best description of the speech, maybe from Politico's Jonathan Martin and John Harris, they wrote, there was nothing defensive about it. He clearly believes that the 2012 election, for all the snarling and divisive tone, served a useful purpose. By his reckoning, it demonstrated that there are more people on his side, meaning immigrants, minorities, liberal-minded young people, women, beneficiaries of big government, than there are on the other side, which would be older whites, cultural traditionalists, wealthy and upper-middle-class earners who recoil at the idea that they see this, their words, remorseless expansion of government and resent being stuck with the bill. Yesterday, Rush wasn't on. I forget the guy's name.
The British guy.
Yeah, the British guy was on. And he had a really interesting point. He said, here's the deal. We have reached the point in this country where people believe that they deserve health care. They believe that it should be their birthright because they're Americans. And there are others who take things from the government and believe it is their birthright. That is step one. Step two is getting people to accept the idea of paying taxes to support those things. And I think he's dead on. And there are plenty of people out there who are ready with their hand out to get something from the government, whether it's health care or some other kind of subsistence or support. But until we as a people say, wait a minute, we don't want to pay for this anymore, then we're headed down that road. And he told the story of the Canadian Parliament.
Yeah, I heard. I was listening.
Did
right
you hear
when he,
that?
Yeah, I did.
Exactly. They got to the point where the Liberals completely controlled the Parliament. There were only two seats in the Canadian Parliament that belonged to the Conservative Party.
Right.
But in fact, it was the Liberal Party that paid down the debt in Canada. And the reason they did it is because the people changed.
Because people brought it up and said, enough.
Yeah, the people did that. So, again, I don't know. I think you can throw a whole bunch of Republicans and Democrats under the same blanket right now with that same mindset, that they believe that the public wants the government to provide those things. And if the people don't let it be known that they don't feel that way, if we just kind of sit back and go, oh, yeah, well, then Congress will continue to spend that money, both Republicans and Democrats.
How long do you think that'll take?
I don't know. I mean,
that's the 50-cent question.
Yeah. To my mind, it should have ended a long time ago. But I think it's very, very illuminating the fact that the Liberal Party in Canada retired the debt, not necessarily, it suddenly became the ideology that they embraced because the public wanted it. You know, these boys and girls want to keep their job. And in a perfect system, they're supposed to respond to us, but they don't always do that. So maybe we need to get louder and let them know that that's the case. And just in case you think that this idea of of the yammering that goes on between the political parties is something new and different. Let me explain to you. If you want to know why, when the first presidential inauguration was held outdoors, it was 1817. It was James Monroe's second inaugural. Now, do you know why that happened? See, the original plan was for a ceremony in the House chamber of the temporary Capitol. But the Senate and House of Representatives could not settle the fight on which kind of chairs they would sit in.
Get out.
That's it. They couldn't settle an argument as to what kind of chairs they would sit in. So the solution was, okay, no chairs. We'll hold it outside on the platform in front of the building. And that's
Holy
what they did.
Cow.
That is how that happened. That's 1817 when that happened. Oh, and then let's see what else. Oh, and I guess you heard about the alleged eye roll from the First Lady. Yesterday, they're sitting down and eating. And by the way, the next half hour, we'll go over the menu that they had. And for Kids Need to Eat Right, I'm just going to say, there weren't a lot of veggies on the meal yesterday. But nonetheless, the seating arrangement, you've got the president, you've got the First Lady, and you've got John Boehner. And so they're kind of yakking it up, the President and Boehner, behind the First Lady. You know, they're leaning back talking, and he kind of taps Michelle on the shoulder, and she just kind of, it looks like she rolls her eyes at what he says, okay? And so that was the big deal, that the First Lady rolled her eyes at the comments of the Speaker of the House. Now, I think, Kevin, you've probably been in a situation where you've been talking to another guy and the person you're with, the female person you're with, goes, oh, just quit. You know, because guys are going to be guys, right?
No, that's never happened. No.
And again, I don't know what they were discussing. Well, heck, Kat did it the first week she was here. She said it's great to be in fifth grade again. So, I mean, that was visually what Michelle Obama was doing. It was two guys who were probably saying something really silly, and she responded to that, and so all of a sudden they felt like this was some sort of negative reaction to the majority leader in the House. And so, you know, what are you going to say? It's politics. Everybody wants to point fingers. And the thing is, she did it twice. And of course, then they put a video up, and then they ran the video in slow motion so you could see it all happen.
Did she fumble? No, I'm sorry.
No. But no, what I tell you, what she was doing is she was busy slamming down the apple pie is what she was doing. I mean, she was going at it while they're talking, and you know, maybe they say, he said, isn't that right, Michelle? And Michelle's got her mouth full, and she couldn't respond. But, yeah, all of a sudden it's, oh, you know, some sort of a big dust-up that took place
good
yesterday.
Heavens.
Nothing else to do.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
This Saturday, January 26th, Producers Cooperative will be hosting a special edition of Saturday Class. That's right, at 11 a.m. this Saturday in the Ag Center, you can learn all about growing and managing show broilers. Learn the techniques, along with the little things that can help you be a success in the show ring. And best of all, it's free. If you're a youth poultry exhibitor, parent, or advisor, don't miss this special class. Producers, 1800 North Texas Avenue in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000.
Nothing much compares to the eyes of a youngster toting a first-ever harvest into the garden. Since gardening season is now upon us, this is a great time to outline some steps to guarantee success as getting kids into gardening right after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. If you're trying to get a youngster involved in gardening, start small. Nothing will dash a child's enthusiasm more than hours of labor for limited return. Turn over the front of a patio bed or a garden in a few large clay pots, at the most rototill 100 square feet for a flower or vegetable plot. You can always enlarge the garden another year, but it's hard to get them back if they fail the first time. Choose only plants that your child enjoys. From beans to zinnias, you might as well pick a favorite plant. This is not the time to convince a youngster why asparagus or zucchini are great crops. Now, a quote that you don't want to find yourself saying, "Mom and I'll eat all the broccoli you can grow." A youngster just isn't going to get turned on by that kind of thinking. You want to buy the very best seed and transplants. Since many of the varieties you may plant need to be set out in the next several weeks, you should firm up your plans as quickly as possible. Hybrid varieties usually produce best. Plus, they're more likely to be resistant to insects and diseases. Nurseries offer tough, vigorous transplants that have been grown and held under outdoor conditions. Those plants will have the best chance of succeeding. Help your young gardener prepare the plot carefully. Raised plots usually give you the insurance against waterlogged soils in those times when we get excessive rain. They probably won't understand concepts of organic matter and soil structure, but they will understand how much more easily the soil can be shoveled once that organic matter, such as peat moss, compost, shredded bark mulch, rotted manure, and so forth, once those have been blended into the soil. It's a lot easier to work that soil. Most first-time gardeners plant things too closely together, and then they're reluctant to thin the plantings out. You need to show them why that's so critical. Teach your young gardener how plants are watered properly and how they're fertilized. Most youngsters, like most oldsters, want to water too often. It's much better to water deeply to encourage deeper roots and then to let the soil dry to the touch before you water again. Teach your young charge the importance of regular feedings in keeping the plants vigorous. Now, pest control can be a real teaching opportunity. Most of our common flowers and vegetables have at least one unfriendly visitor. Many can be handpicked or controlled by some other mechanical means. Biological controls, such as beneficial predators, can be helpful in a few cases, and organic insecticides may help. If you have to use an inorganic insecticide, show how you read and follow label directions carefully. Water regularly to keep the plants active and mulch them to keep down the weeds. I'm Neil Sperry, rejuvenating old shrubs in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. It's 6:53. Yesterday was the Coach Kennedy press conference. After a big win in Kentucky, the Aggs have dropped the last two, including a heartbreaking loss to Alabama with just 9 seconds left. Coach was asked what happened in Alabama.
Only had 5 offensive rebounds against Alabama, and we've got to get second chance opportunities. And against LSU, it's going to be similar because their post guys are actually better than Alabama's.
The guys will hit the road to Baton Rouge to play LSU tomorrow. Tip-off is at 7 with all the action live right here on WTAW. The ladies, on the other hand, have been playing lights out, dismantling the number 12 team in the country, Georgia, on Sunday. It hasn't been easy for the ladies in the first year of the SEC. Coach Blair, here he is on the tough schedule.
They dealt us a welcome to the SEC schedule, and so far we're answering, knowing that we've had to play at Arkansas, played at Kentucky, and played at Georgia, 3 NCAA teams of last year. I would love to see that random computer. Maybe that's why I don't win in the lottery, because my thing doesn't ever come up, and that's supposed to be random, too.
The ladies will play Mississippi State Thursday at 7 in Starksville on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, our sister station. Aggie sophomore sprinter Dion Lador earned national acclaim for his performance during the Texas A&M Triangular this past Saturday as he was named the Division I Men's National Athlete of the Week by the United States Track and Field Cross Country Coaches Association. Lindor was the 400-meter winner and with a world-leading time of 45.91 seconds as the Aggies, who are number four in the country, won the Triangular over the number one team in the country, Arkansas. Moving now to the NCAA, it is expected to release a notice of allegation as early as this week regarding a Miami investigation. A source close to the situation told CBSSports.com that the former Hurricanes head coach, former A&M assistant coach, and Missouri head basketball coach Frank Haith is expected to be charged with unethical conduct and failure to promote an atmosphere of compliance. The source told CBSSports.com the NCAA was unable to prove the allegation from the Miami booster Nevin Shapiro that Haith or anyone on his staff paid $10,000 to a family member of a former player. However, Haith will be charged with the unethical conduct because the NCAA did not believe his story that the payment to his assistant intended for camp money did not wind up going to repay Shapiro.
Duncan with a couple of dribbles, spins baseline, fires, jumper good. Tim Duncan with the basket. He's got 24.
And he added 17 rebounds to help the San Antonio Spurs recover after blowing a 17-point lead and go on to beat Philadelphia 90-85. The 76ers took a 7-point lead midway through the fourth quarter, but missed 9 of 10 going down the stretch. Evan Turner scored 18 points and had 12 rebounds for Philly, which lost 7 of its last 9 games. James Harden scored 29 points yesterday, and the Rockets snapped a 7-game losing skid by beating the Charlotte Bobcats 100-94. Duke is back on top of the AP Men's Basketball Coaches Poll. The Blue Devils moved up 2 spots after a loss last week by Louisville and Indiana, which were ranked 1 and 2, respectively. Duke got 39 of the possible 65 first-place votes. On to the ladies. Baylor continues to be the number one team in the country in the AP Women's College Basketball poll, making it the third week in a row that the ladies topped that poll. The Bears grabbed 35 first-place votes with easy wins over K-State and West Virginia. Rounding out the top five would be Notre Dame, UConn, Duke, and Kentucky. On now to the Pro Bowl. Atlanta's Matt Ryan has a sprained shoulder, and New England's Tom Brady has an undisclosed injury. So the quarterbacks will be taking a pass on this week's Pro Bowl in Hawaii. Houston Texans tight end Owen Daniels has been added to the AFC Pro Bowl roster. This will be Daniels' second Pro Bowl appearance. He joined teammates Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, Matt Schaub, J.J. Watt, Dwayne Brown, Jonathan Joseph, Chris Myers, and Wade Smith on a very well-represented Texans team. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The road to the NCAA Women's Final Four begins in College Station, and you can be a part of the action, cheering on today's stars.
Nice no-look underneath.
As they dazzle in dramatic fashion.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Experience it live at the first and second rounds of the 2013 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship, March 23rd and 25th at Reed Arena in College Station, Texas. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station. Adult all-session tickets start at $25. Visit ncaa.com/tickets to make it.